Hello, great people. Again, this is another blessed episode of Mindset Therapy and Real Talk Podcast, baby. How you feeling today, Mr. Ronnie Tuesno?
Man, I'm blessed and highly favored.
Yes, yes, my brother.
Man, it's always an honor and a blessing to be on this platform. I thank God, give you all the honor and glory for this, first of all,
more
as we start our episode off.
Yes,
man. We had a wonderful weekend. Oh, man.
We're gonna leave that.
Yeah, we had fun, but yeah. Man, you know, we had got an opportunity to network with a couple of people and stuff like that. That was a good thing, even though, you know, we was enjoying, but we also did networking, you know.
Yeah.
Right, like, man. We always do. We always carry mindset therapy everywhere we go. That's just a part of us, and that's what we do.
That's right. That's right, man. I want to thank everyone that we spent time with this weekend. They know who they are.
Thank you.
For the camaraderie, for the fellowship, and for the love and the understanding that we all share all at one time, you know. Right. And the atmosphere was just beautiful.
Beautiful, man. It was beautiful.
The sister, she gave a wonderful event. It was elegant. It was immaculate. It was just beautiful. We started off at my daughter's birthday, 24th birthday dinner, and that was a beautiful
day. Beautiful, awesome, man.
Got a chance to spend time with my oldest baby and celebrate her and all her accomplishments and her beautiful birthday. And then we went on to another engagement that we had and met some other fine, great people, brothers and sisters there at the gathering. It was nice.
It was awesome, man.
It was, man. This weekend was A1.
Man, the same A1. Day, two awesome functions, man, because, you know, it's all, man, when you give God all honor and glory and give him his respect and give his dues, he's going to make a way, you know.
Yes, he will.
All the time, he's gonna protect you. He's gonna make sure everything is, you know,
copacetic, man.
That's it, man. You know, it's all him.
Yes.
You know, hey, he wants you to enjoy yourself.
Yes, he does.
You know,
he does.
And that's like I said, that's a part of what we do on a daily basis, man. You know, like with this mindset therapy, man, it's so awesome, man. It's just an honor and a blessing, man, just to be able to go and bring that mindset therapy everywhere we go, because I mean, you never know when you run across people what's going on, man.
And they like, and that's true, Mr. Tools. No, I tell you, you know, you never know what kind of dilemma one's going through. And sometimes, I'm not even sometimes, all of the time, when we are blessed to do this podcast, it's therapy for me.
Oh, yes, it is therapy.
Sitting here talking to you, talking with you, answering questions. However we may do the segment, it's therapy for me. It's therapy
for me also. I mean, it likewise
for my household, you know, because the things that we deal with, I know for a fact that either I'm going through it, I went through it, you know.
I was trying to come at.
Attack.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. You could put in more.
You know, I mean, that's how it is. So that's why I got a smile at that, man. You know, I tell the people, look, hey, man, keep a smile.
All the time.
Don't matter. Don't matter. You know, and the tools that, man, we share with each other. Not only, like I said, it's just not about this platform. You know, I mean, it's about. Every day, man, when we together, man, we always have good conversation. We always looking to help someone.
That's
you know,
right.
Reaching out to them. Where would be the store, the gas station, on the football field? Where would we go?
Man, see, and I tell you, I see a lot of brothers and sisters dealing with, you know, maintaining and being prepared for success. Personal success. What is it to one? What is it? What is personal success to you? What it may be to you, it may be something different to me.
Exactly, yeah.
So, you know, I dug deep down in my notes and a lesson I received from John Maxwell, and it was about personal success.
Right.
So I said, we'll do an episode on personal success because some people got to understand, man, your success is not my success.
No.
And vice versa. So if you having your success, don't be blind by my success trying to catch mine, and you have yours right there and you don't receive it.
Exactly. And then again, it could be going in the same direction, but it's still you have to do you have to do.
That's right.
Because we're going for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but you got to take, like I always say, take personal inventory of yourself and your situation and then apply it.
That's right. And, you know, personal success, man, success is a jewel. Success doesn't come without failure. And see, for anyone that's thinking, that's trying to reach success and scared of failure, you're going to have a hard road, my brother and my sister.
Can't go in with no fear, man.
Fear of failure is damaging, because you have to understand, to get to success, you must experience failure on some kind of level.
Let me share this with you. They got an old saying I remember I quite heard of. One of my little cousins, he was an older person. He said, through struggle comes success. Through struggle comes success. You have to go through the struggle.
Yes. Yes.
How could you be successful if you don't apply yourself?
That's right.
First of all, it's not guaranteed that you're going to make it. Don't give up. You got to keep driving, striving at it.
When you give up, that's exactly what the enemy wants you to do. The enemy is looking for us to quit. All right? Especially especially just give up at a drop of a dime. Oh, that's the hand he feigned with. So we have to allow ourselves to be prepared for failure and to deal with it and to face it head on.
Yeah, exactly.
No fear. Let's get it out the way. And for every time you fail,
you got to get up.
It's preparing you for success. It's preparing every failure you reach is a lesson you have learned. It's something you have learned that you can share with the person that's coming behind you, so they won't make the same mistakes that you made, but in tune, make new mistakes so they can teach the new mistakes
exactly.
to other people.
They pass it back.
You feel me? Because if you do the same thing, you get the same results. So let's try to switch it up. Yeah. So I got deep into this lesson, and the first question John Maxwell asked was, what is, for whatever you may be doing, what is your why? What is your why? What makes you want to be successful? Will your why make you cry? Will your why make you go through to the depths of the dark to get this done? Will your why? What will your why? What will push you? After nothing else can push you, what is that why that will push you to the point of just never looking back,
right.
going to get that success?
Right.
You know what I mean? So your why have to be something significant to you, not me.
Right.
Because my why is something totally different.
Well, look. Well, let's just give them example of what why is so they can have a full understanding of it.
All right.
On the platform.
Whatever your situation is, whatever your circumstances may be, you're trying to change that. So you have to have a reason why you're trying to change that, and your reason would be your why. What is your why? Like my why is my family, no doubt. My wife, my kids. You know, I'm not looking back. I gotta
right.
go. I gotta sacrifice for them. I gotta get it done.
Right.
By any means necessary. That's my why. My why is my mother, my brother, and my nephew who passed away. I got to get this done for them. I got to let them live through me. I got to show them I can't give up. I got to make it no matter what. So, you know, that's my why. You know, and you might have a different why, which is cool.
Right, I understand that. And so what you're saying is that you're building a strong foundation so that your kids can be successful.
Have a purpose.
You know.
Exactly. You know.
So they can be successful.
So my kids can have a choice.
Choice, right.
They can have a choice if they want to go to college or if they want to do the family business, then go to college.
That's why you say you sacrifice.
I'm sacrificing.
You sacrificing. That's your wives, your family. So you're making sacrifices. So, hey,
that's
I can
right.
build a pad for y'all. I can lay this foundation out for
they
you.
They can have a choice.
So you can
we didn't
choice.
Have choices.
Right.
We had some choices, but there wasn't life-changing choices.
Right.
Some, the bad ones was, but we didn't have a choice to go to college. We didn't have a choice to pick what college.
If my kids
want to go to any college in America, it's their choice, and I want them to have that. I don't want to be in no financial situation to where I couldn't provide that tuition or provide that support for them to do that. If they want to wait, if they want to fall into the family business and start digging their heels up into entrepreneurship and following our footsteps, why not?
Exactly.
Why not? I want to have the financial stability to support that.
Right.
So, you know, I go deep with mine.
Whatever choice, like you say, you give them different options.
That's
and
right.
opportunities with the options. Hey,
that's right.
A, B, C, or D. Hey, it's your choice.
That's right.
So, I'm laying out.
You understand what I'm saying?
You understand,
right?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You're laying it all out.
Yeah. Not saying I'm against college. I'm for education, totally. But college to you may not mean the same thing as college to me. You know, because everybody I know went to college. They're either in debt or they're working in a whole nother field.
Yeah, exactly. You took it right out of my
mind. A whole nother field.
All the master degrees and time that you put. And then
they can't even eat them.
It's like you're in debt. Like you said, you're in debt and... I didn't went to school 5-6 years for this, and I'm not
some
even doing.
Seven.
What I'm just saying, you know, I just throw it out there.
Yeah,
and I'm not doing what I got this master's for because it's not there. And then you get discouraged, and that calls depression and discouragement.
Look, 95% of the young people that graduate college. In the first 2 years, they're back with their mother and their father and their parents' home, living out of there, looking for work. And look, women lie, men lie, numbers don't lie.
No,
look it up. Look it up. 95% of the college graduates are right back in the home with their parents, where they started from. They're qualified for these jobs, but they're overqualified in a sense. They don't have the experience.
They don't have
the
experience.
Work experience. They might have the education-wise, but the work experience, they don't have it. So they'll hire someone without the master's degree, but with all the work experience in the world before they hire me with this master's.
And then again, what you know what, too? And with that said, what you just said, now they hire this person experience work, but you got the master's,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
But guess what? That person they're going to hire, they're going to have to pay him as much also.
And
a lot of them do that.
Because they don't have the credentials.
They don't have the credentials. But on the other hand, this person had the credentials. It's like Monopoly, man, a chess game. You know what I'm saying? You got to watch these moves, Jack.
And it feels good to have your eyes open. I call it discernment, but it's spiritual sight. You can see things I never could see. I can see now, and it's like I got superpowers, man. I can see through people, regardless of what they in front of me telling me. I don't care what they say. I might be smiling, saying, yes, sir, no, sir, but I see straight through you.
Yeah, that's Superman vision, huh?
You know what it is, because you got it, too. You got it, too.
Yeah, man, but that's when you convert and God, hey, man, when you have faith in God, he open up so many things.
And that's where all purpose comes from. You know your purpose. What your purpose is. So we're gonna move on. And number two, all this and finding your what's your why and your reason for success. Because you have to have a reason for everything. You can't just want success because you want to be successful. It doesn't work.
What
like
is
that.
Your reason? What's your motive?
What's your motive?
What is your motive?
Talk to me now. What's your motive, man?
Exactly.
What's your motive? You know, because, yeah, money is up there with and water. Everybody needs it. But it can't be that the headliner of your why. Money, you just can't be doing this for money because it'll never work.
Exactly, because if you keep your mind focused on a dollar, you're going to miss out. Hmm. Because your mind set on that.
A dollar make you holler, but a dollar make you cry, too.
Every dollar ain't no good dollar.
So, you know, we have to duplicate those who we seeing that's in the same spectrum with us, or where you want to go, someone that's close to the area or the field, lock on to them and maximize your potential. Maximize it. When I say maximize your potential, I mean grow much as you can. Don't never stop evolving.
Right.
Not only in your field, or whatever, if it's entrepreneurship, multi-level marketing, whatever it may be, maximize your potential, grow much as you can, and everything around your field of study, everything around what you're trying to do, because you're gonna want to have all that information. Not just in your field, but in everything that's connected to you.
Exactly. It's just like when you go into a buffet, you might want to say, I'm going to sample this, sample. Like, sample, get all the knowledge around you. It's open. Yes. So, hey, it's there.
Self-education.
Yeah, get all the knowledge you could. Because it's very important.
It's very important, man. You know, developing your mindset, developing your intellect, developing your vision. I mean, I'm talking about the vision when you have your eyes closed and you still can see where you're going.
Right.
Look, I don't want to miss y'all. I say the vision when you have your eyes closed and you still can see where you're going. 15 years ago, you couldn't tell me that. I wouldn't even believe that.
No, but see, that's where your faith kick in. See, with that, that's that faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That faith, man. Faith, man. The faith is all powerful. But the most powerful thing is love.
Exactly.
If you don't have love with all these things we're talking about, it's obsolete.
You know, there's another thing. Like I tell my kids.
I just caught that.
You may have a job paying $25 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You might have that offer. You may have another job that's paying $21.
Mm-hmm.
But the job that's paying the most money, your heart not into it.
Ooh.
So you're going to be more successful with the job that's paying less because you're more into that.
Right.
See, a lot of times we get, like you see, get caught up on a number. All right, well, they're paying, that's $5 more an hour. But you're not really into that.
You love what you're doing.
See, if you take that little show, just for now, sacrifice and say, hey, well, I'm going to take this one paying $21. You can always work yourself up because that's where your heart is.
Yeah.
That's the purpose.
You're right, man. And that makes
that's
so much sense.
That's
you
the
know?
Purpose.
Because guess what? You can have an offer making X amount of dollars, but have something that you love doing that doesn't pay as much. But and people wonder why you took the job for the less money, because I'd rather be happy.
Exactly.
I'd rather be happy and have peace instead of have wealth and be miserable.
But then again, after a while, let me just collaborate on that. Because with that, you know you're not into it, so after a while you're going like, man, and I just seen it happen because I did it myself. Man, I can't do this. That's what happened. I can't do this. But if you'd have took the other job, now all these times, say you didn't work on this job 3 years or 4 years, making all this money. But then again, if you'd have kept this other job, took the other job paying $21 and worked on it 4 years, and hey, you know you do your produce right, you're gonna get promotions. You're gonna get a raise because you're hard into it all the way.
Hmm. That's deep, man. That's choices, man. That's some hella choices, you know. And people are afraid to make them. You know, you have people that's are afraid to make them because they don't want to fail. They have a fear of failure, and that's the worst thing you can have. That's why the personal relationship with God, that's where it come in.
Exactly, the higher power, whoever's
going
to be your higher power.
Allah,
if when you fall, get up.
Mm-hmm.
Get up. You don't want to, you may, it's just like in a race. If you fall, everybody passing you up. If you don't get up, you ain't gonna never finish the race. If I come in last, at least I finished. Even though I did come in last, but I did finish. What? Finish the race.
Let him quit.
That's it. Don't give up.
They had this story saying they had a marathon. Everybody was running it. And they had the pack that was at the front. They had the pack that was at the back. And everybody in the middle was quitting. They was dropping out of the race. Man, we ain't going to win anyway. Drop out the race. They had a big in there at the finish line. And say, the one who finished last that doesn't give up, I'm a blessing. Feel me?
Yeah.
Young come across that finish line. Late, but on time.
But that's what I'm saying. You completed your mission.
No. That's crazy.
That's the purpose of what? The purpose is what?
Completing. Your purpose is to complete, not really win. It's love if you win. But my purpose to run this race is to complete it.
And that's what we do. We run a daily race every day.
That's right.
If we don't come in here, don't collaborate, or don't get together, you know, I'm going to win my race.
All day.
I may not be. And what I mean by winning my race, I'm a run every day. Every day, every day. And keep on running until I get where I have to go.
That's right.
To accomplish my mission.
I agree with you, Mr. Ryan.
And then from one mission, it leads to another one. So it's a continued race with me.
Consistency.
You got it? What you say?
Consistency.
That's what I'm talking
hey,
about.
Hey, my man.
Yeah, you got to
look,
do that,
man. All that to say, bro, you know, you want to become a change agent. And what we're trying to do, we're trying to create other change agents. And when I say change agents, I mean those who add value to others' life. You know, those who sow seeds when on grounds that seeds never were sown before. You know, I want to partner up with people that want to give value to other lives.
Right.
That don't want the spotlight all the time. That been there and done that and is ready to put the spotlight on someone else.
Right.
And by any means necessary is going to put that spotlight and edify and congratulate and celebrate those.
Yeah, celebrate the success.
They need it.
Pass the torch.
Pass it, man.
You have to pass the torch.
Pass the torch.
Like I said about the race, I'm not worried. I don't have to come in first, please, but I'm going to complete it.
Pass the torch. You got these leaders out there that been leading for years, but they ain't helping nobody.
Their torch,
like
they got Gorilla Glue in the hand with the torch, huh?
Their torch was lit in 1978,
and they still
want the spotlight. Man,
and Gorilla Glue wasn't even out back then.
Man, it wasn't even out. Super Glue was out, nigga. Broke up when it got wet.
Man, that's cool, man.
Pass the torch. It's someone else's time. Take the knowledge you got and build someone else up. Stop it. It's not about you.
Don't be selfish.
It's not about you anymore. It's about those who are around you who are willing to receive and accept the mindset therapy, baby. Come on. Let's pass. Pass the snake.
Yeah, man.
You don't know nothing.
That's my boy, and them 3-9.
Hey, but what I'm saying is, man, stop talking about who getting help and all this and show some action,
just
Jackson.
You can do it behind the scenes, so I don't... If I help somebody, sure. I don't want to have to be on front. So I did
action
this, I got to do that.
Jackson.
No.
You know what I'm talking about? Show some actions, man.
Man, I seen something I was looking at today on social media.
Go ahead, talk to me.
And it really taught, you know. Man, it made me feel so good. They had this lady, Bikers Club, right?
Mm.
It was outside of Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, they challenged. They say, look. We're challenging all the biker clubs, all other biker clubs.
Mm-hmm.
They said, we want to bless someone today. They said, we're going to pick somebody in Walmart. We're going to pay for their groceries. So make a long story short, they went in there. So they found the old elderly lady. She must have been with her son. She had the oxygen tank on her nose and all that. So her grocery come up to about $87, $89. to the lady seat. When she put the card in, she said, "Ah, miss, take it out. What you doing?" She said, "What you mean, baby?" She said, "Take that card out. What you doing?" She said, "I'm about to pay for my groceries." She said, "Miss, don't worry about it. We're going to pay for it." She said, "Are you serious?"
Wow, that's powerful.
You know, and a lot of times I look back, man.
Now, that was a change agent.
Yeah, so that woman was, so they went to talk, and the lady asked him, "Well, do you have your card? What could I do for y'all, baby?"
That ain't nothing but the work of God.
That's it, man.
God worked through people.
Exactly, and that's what the lady said. The lady said, God worked through people.
Man, it's been an awesome Monday, man. It's Shake Back Monday, Get Back to Work Monday. This is Mindset Therapy Real Talk Podcast. Man, we bringing it. It's going to be a hot summer, so be ready. Embrace change. Let's go. This vehicle about to take off, and I pray and I hope everybody be a part of it. But if not, we still love you. We not tripping.
Oh, no, we not singling nobody out, man. Like I said, this is Mindset Therapy. If y'all have any questions, feel free. Like I said, it don't have to be about the topics or subjects. Bring us some topics. Bring us some something that we can share so we can have y'all on here.
That's right.
So, hey, man, just open up to us. Man, the number is 281-323-8393. 281-323-8393. Mindset Therapy. This is Ronnie Tuzno.
And this is Anthony London. You can catch us at mindsettherapy504@gmail.com. mindsettherapy504@gmail.com. Once again, we love y'all.
We love y'all.
God bless y'all. We'll see you next time.
Y'all have a blessed day.
Peace.
Oh, yeah.